97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is the 18th day of September. It is a Wednesday, and we're glad that you are with us this morning. Welcome into the show. Lots to get to. First off, a shout out to my friends in Israel for the greatest beeping trick of all time. The Greeks and the Trojan horse have nothing on the Israelis.
Lord, yeah.
Can I just tell you that? Scott Jagow in this morning, by the way, for Kim St. Ange. We appreciate having him in.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to be here, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was wild.
The memes that have been put out about that since yesterday have just been killing me.
Yeah, I've never heard of or seen anything like it.
No, possibly my favorite was the one with the appeared to have some sort of a Jewish leader with a yarmulke on his head, and he says, "Our plan for mass circumcision has been pulled off perfectly."
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it was just the audacity of what we assume. I mean, the Israelis have not taken the blame for it. That what we assume was some sort of a Mossad operation to intercept these pagers, which Hezbollah had been using to communicate with each other. Because the Israelis were hacking into their phones, so they needed another way to communicate. And they send out a mass page to thousands of pagers. So everybody grabbed their pager and were looking at it as it exploded. How they did that, I can't even begin to imagine what they used to do it to pull it off. I don't know, but it was one of the lead stories yesterday around the world. And this morning there were a lot of angry Hezbollahians, I guess you would say.
Is that how you say it?
I mean, are you fanning the flames by doing that? Maybe, but the psychological impact has got to be so much greater, is what I was thinking when I saw that. They killed, and I'm not making fun of that. They killed 9 people, but injured thousands more who had these pagers. And you have to think to yourself.
I think it's 11 now.
Oh, is it up to 11?
11 and two children.
And you have to think to yourself,
if
you're them, what else could they do? What else did they have the capability? I mean, I'm not safe.
Yeah, they've got to be in their heads.
Oh, yeah. They just bought space.
And I'm going to assume that the two children were happened to be with an adult or something, and that's how it happened. They weren't the ones with the pagers, were they?
No, I mean, you hope
well,
not.
Well, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, we don't know. They're counting. The Lebanon health minister claims 2,700 injured. We don't know. But anyway, that obviously one of the top stories last night. Kamala Harris didn't have a pager, but she did go to the National Association of Black Journalists yesterday. I got some of that sound for you this morning because there are few people in this country that can get away with answering questions the way she does. You've got to listen to some of it, and I will. I'll have more of that for you coming up here shortly. We saved a few of her sound bites just for your listening pleasure this morning. It's more and more obvious when you listen to her in a situation like that where you know she's only going to get softball questions. Nobody's going to press her on anything at the NABJ the way they did Donald Trump. And then you still hear the broad generalizations of the questions and the answer to everything is, well, you know, I was raised in a middle-class family. And at the end of the day, that's what guides me. Do you feel safer than you were before? Do you feel safer with the Secret Service? Well, I was raised in a middle-class family.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I'm paraphrasing there, but that's sort of how things went. I'm going to play some of that for you today just so you can hear some of it. We're finding out a little bit more about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. The guy involved, this Ryan Ruth, who apparently owns property somewhere in St. Louis.
Does he really?
An empty lot somewhere in St. Louis. He and the woman that he lived with in Hawaii have their names on a piece of property somewhere in the St. Louis area. And when reporters tried to go there yesterday, somebody waved them off. Somebody There's a road you have to take to get to the piece of property. It's not, there's not a house on it. And when they tried to drive down the road, it's a private road, and somebody chased them away. So that's a, I'm not sure what significance that has, other than the fact that there's some connection, some however slight, locally to the guy that tried to, or would have potentially shot at President Trump the other day at Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West coming up later today, one of my favorite guests. We're going to get him on here about 7:35 this morning, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Taylor Riggs with us. Important day for us to have a Fox Business guest, because today's the day that the Fed might announce how much the rate cut is going to be on interest rates. If you are buying a house, selling a house, have credit cards, whatever, it's important, and it'll have a big impact on the stock market. And don't be surprised to see the Fed play some politics today, this close to the election. Anything they could try to do to stimulate the stock market is going to reflect well on their candidates. So do not be surprised to see that. We'll have a complete update by 8:30. We'll know, and Taylor Riggs will be able to break that down for us. I think the announcement, we might have a pretty good idea by then what's going to happen. In the meantime, Carl Mendelman, let's get to our top stories. Can we do that?
I don't know.
You don't know.
See, hear this?
I do.
That shouldn't be.
Wow. So that's funny, because when I first started doing a show here on the radio station, Glover was still working at 97.1, and I would go in, I went in, I followed his show, and he had a little voice alteration box on the desk, and when he pushed it, he could make his voice in to sound like the devil. And it had gotten pushed somehow, and I went in to start my show. And for the first 5 minutes of my show, my voice sounded like the devil. And my producer and I couldn't figure out why. It's because that button had been pushed.
That's funny.
Yeah. Some people may accuse my voice of sounding like the devil anyway. But then again, maybe not. I don't know. But I thought that was funny. So we are in a separate production studio today as they do some work in the 97.1 studios here to a little technology upgrade. And we are adjusting. This morning, the Annie Fry show was in here yesterday. The Mark Reardon show was down here yesterday. We do a lot of production stuff in the studio, but not a lot of broadcasting out of here. So we're trying to figure out which buttons to push to make things work properly. Carl says he knows which buttons to push as he's off mic. It's just the buttons he's pushing are leaving us with an echo in the background. What would you like to do here, Mr. Mendelman? Can we go to our national anthem?
I suppose.
We'll go to the national anthem, and we will get back to our top stories here if and when
maybe
we can get that technology working. That's okay.
All right.
Go ahead and hit it.
This is fun.
All right.
Let's see if this works. 1970, Mark. Jimmy died.
Oh, wow.
54 years ago today.
What a guitarist. We're going to get to the top list, the short list here.
I love the top stories.
The short list. Is the technology working?
Well, yes. As soon as I hit. Oh, come on, you son of a gun. I would like to put it undelete. I would like to hit this. I would like to restore it. I'd like to restore it right here. Oh, and then I have to hit it with a mouse. Yay, let's try three. Fingers crossed, Mark.
Here we go.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
A little while ago, I got a very nice call from Kamala.
No.
It was very nice. It was very nice. It was very, very nice, and we appreciate that.
I mean, this is a course that the president plays on a regular basis, by the way. This isn't like it's some new place that he parachuted into. He lives right next door, and the shooter's there for 12 hours, and nobody notices?
Yeah, Josh Hawley there on asking some of the same questions we were yesterday. It was an unplanned golf trip. How did he know the president was going to be there to get there 12 hours early?
It is just as troubling to me to hear about fake stories of eating cats and dogs as it is to hear fake concern by our sitting president and almost nothing from the Democrat who wants to lead us.
Woo, man, Chris Cuomo might have to turn in his Democrat card after what he said yesterday. He is he's out there apologizing basically to Donald Trump for the way the media has blown off, ignored, not taken seriously the second attempt on his life.
Are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
4 years ago, when we came in during the worst unemployment since the Great Depression.
And, by the way, did she mention she grew up in a middle-class family? I don't know if you've heard that or not, but she grew up in a middle-class family. So are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, let me go back to the beginning. I grew up in a middle-class family. Just listening to her ramble like that. She sat down yesterday, not with anybody who would ask her any serious questions, but the three people, I don't know how they picked them, from the National Association of Black Journalists. And she got the exact softball questions you might imagine if you tried to imagine what kind of questions she would get at the National Association of Black Journalists. She wasn't ever going to answer anything. Carl, is my computer working over here to play sound?
Let's see. No.
It's not.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a second.
Well, you could probably play it for me if you wanted to.
No. What do we want to call that? We want to call it that one?
We're kind of making this up as we go.
Ready?
This
morning,
it's live radio.
It's true. It's true.
And you need to load the source or it has to be off. Ready? All right, Mark, try it.
All right, we're going to try this. Hold on. Let's see what happens.
Fingers do you cross. Have full confidence in the Secret Service to protect all of you?
I do.
You feel safe, you and your family?
I do. But
all right. I do. So... thank you. I'm glad the technology worked. We even have an engineer in the studio with us this morning. Fantastic. Thank you for that. Now, that's her short answer. Do you feel safe? Now, why would you ask her if she feels safe? She has a full contingent of Secret Service. They surround her constantly. If she was golfing that day, and I don't think she golfs, the entire course would have been shut down. There would have been a cordon of officers around the course. The question would have been, are you concerned there have been two attempts on the life of Donald Trump? That should have been the question. What's your response to, what's your reaction to that? But instead they softball her with, Madam Vice President, do you feel safe? Does your family feel safe? Yes, I do, but.
I mean, you can go back to Ohio. Not everybody has Secret Service. And there are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe. I mean, I look at Project 2025 and I look at, you know, like the Don't Say Gay laws coming out of Florida.
You can't make this up. You can't make if people don't feel safe, it's because of the rising murder rates in places like, I don't know, New York and Chicago under your administration. I'll just have to point out. We're going to be back in just a minute.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish during high school I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right. Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning. And You know, that is a new Trump ad that they're running in some of the battleground states, Jesse Jane, and I'm glad that they're pointing out where the vitriol is coming from.
Oh, my goodness. So, so critical that we are fully aware of what's exactly going on. You know, I'm just devastated that here we are, not even 2 months later, and seeing another assassination attempt. I mean, what year is this? Like, I'm just astounded by this. But, you know, when the left is just absolutely insane with trying to have him eliminated as what words that they use that we normally reserve for terrorists. Like, when we eliminate somebody in the U.S. military, it means that they were taken out by a sniper. And so these words that they are using demonstrate that they have a vengeance that is very, very deep. Now, when you look at what's going on in Ohio, and now it takes the governor to come out and say that all of these bomb threats have been actually a hoax from overseas governments, but yet they get on MSNBC and try to accuse J.D. Vance of inciting violence. But you know what they don't talk about is the violence against the women and children, but what is actually real. With illegal immigration, the illegals that have come over here, the MS-13 members that have hatched up people with machetes. How about the mother of 5 children in Maryland whose body was stuffed in a drainage pipe? How about the young girls that have been raped and actually bludgeoned, and their bodies have been just left wherever that the attacker has decided to leave them? And what about the families that have been lost in DUIs by people that have been deported multiple times? They don't want to talk about that. They want to get upset over the puppies and kitten memes, which is the only way that we've been able to get their attention.
It's sad. But what you have to remember, Jesse Jane, is that Donald Trump would be a dictator.
Americans
Listen.
Need to understand that they have to take Trump both seriously and literally. He has said what he wants to do. He and his allies with Project 2025, his desire to be a dictator, at least on day one.
That's Hillary Clinton last night. Last night, 2 days after the second attempted murder of Donald Trump.
I'm just stunned that Hillary Clinton is this tone deaf. Like, now she's starting to come across as words that start with a B, but I will say which, because I'm sorry, this is just a very, very tasteless and tacky statement by her, and it's making her look very mean and ugly. So now the mask is truly off. Not only are we deplorables to her, she wants to basically take it up another notch and blame President Trump, blame J.D. Vance, blame the rhetoric of the Republicans. But yet you cannot find me one single quote from anybody on the Trump campaign that has ever suggested that somebody needs to be eliminated, or suggest that there's a target on their head, or I would like to see them killed, or, you know, we come out alive, such as Kamala Harris when she was being interviewed with Ellen DeGeneres. Although she wasn't running for president at that time, they make jokes out of things that are really actually morbid and disgusting. In politics, they want to say there's no room for political violence. My goodness, they are leading the pack on it.
Well, thank goodness President Trump is safe. And I mean, I know that you've spent some time with him, and we he's a brave man. He keeps going despite the threats.
Oh, my goodness. You know, President Trump has been leading the way for this nation. And I think that everybody is fully aware now that he is actually going to change Washington, D.C. in a way that all of these Democrats can no longer profit off of the American taxpayer. That's exactly why they are trying to remove him from his ability to run. So they weaponized the Department of Justice. They tried to remove him off the ballot. They've been trying to bankrupt him. It is attack after attack after attack to finally now, while there's these Looney Tunes that are out there shooting, we don't know necessarily whether they're tied to anybody that's necessarily directing them to do this, but the vitriol that they have elevated this to, they have actually gotten it in some of these idiots' minds.
Right.
That he's a threat to the country. I'm sorry. If Americans don't wake up quickly, you're going to lose your republic. Right. You're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose your Supreme Court. And you know what? Cackling Kamala will be your raising your taxes left and right, and illegals will be living in your backyard.
Jesse Jane, we'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you very much.
In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be. And I've directed all state agencies to work expeditiously to be able to uncover the truth, in addition to holding this suspect accountable.
Yeah, something you're not going to get, for example, in the state of Pennsylvania. We're in Butler, Pennsylvania, where the first attempted murder happened of Donald Trump. I have to tell you, Scott, I know you weren't in here in the studio with us yesterday, but I have stopped referring to it as an assassination. I think people are too flippant with that word these days, so they don't really think what it means. And it's either an assassination or an attempted assassination. It's an attempted murder. It's an attempt to murder someone. Donald Trump has been attempted to be murdered twice now. Somebody's tried to kill him, and the mainstream media in this country has not, they've reported on it, but not with the kind of shock and awe they would have, I believe, had it been Kamala Harris or certainly Joe Biden. It's like, oh, well, let's move along. And I bring that up because, I mean, I know Ron DeSantis believes by running a parallel investigation, he can also do discovery and ask questions about what this guy knew and when did he know it. And the crime was committed in the state of Florida. So he certainly has the jurisdiction to do that. We're all asking questions about, well, it seems really coincidental that a guy who's a part-time carpenter who apparently has been in Ukraine, who lives in Hawaii, suddenly showed up in near Mar-a-Lago. How did he get there? Who paid for it? He doesn't appear to have a job, but he had a $1,500.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish during high school I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick.
Please, get up in the face of some congresspeople.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, Motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right. Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning. And, you know, that is a new Trump ad that they're running in some of the battleground states, Jesse Jane. And I'm glad that they're pointing out where the vitriol is coming from.
Oh, my goodness. So, so critical that we are fully aware of what's exactly going on. You know, I'm just devastated that here we are, not even 2 months later, and seeing another assassination attempt. I mean, what year is this? Like, I'm just astounded by this. But, you know, when the left is just absolutely insane with trying to have him eliminated as what words that they use that we normally reserve for terrorists. Like, when we eliminate somebody in the U.S. military, it means that they were taken out by a sniper. And so these words that they are using demonstrate that they have a vengeance that is very, very deep. Now, when you look at what's going on in Ohio, and now it takes the governor to come out and say that all of these bomb threats have been actually a hoax from overseas governments, but yet they get on MSNBC and try to accuse J.D. Vance of inciting violence. But you know what they don't talk about is the violence against the women and children, but what is actually real with illegal immigration. The illegals that have come over here, the MS-13 members that have hatched up people with machetes. How about the mother of 5 children in Maryland whose body was stuffed in a drainage pipe? How about the young girls that have been raped and actually bludgeoned, and their bodies have been just left wherever that the the attacker has decided to leave them? And what about the families that have been lost in DUIs by people that have been deported multiple times? They don't want to talk about that. They want to get upset over the puppies and kitten memes, which is the only way that we've been able to get their attention.
It's sad. But what you have to remember, Jesse Jane, is that Donald Trump would be a dictator.
Americans
Listen.
Need to understand that they have to take Trump both seriously and literally. He has said what he wants to do. He and his allies with Project 2025, his desire to be a dictator, at least on day one.
That's Hillary Clinton last night. Last night, 2 days after the second attempted murder of Donald Trump.
I'm just stunned that Hillary Clinton is this tone deaf. Like, now she's starting to come across as words that start with a B, but I will say which, because I'm sorry, this is just a very, very tasteless and tacky statement by her, and it's making her look very mean and ugly. So now the mask is truly off. Not only are we deplorables to her, she wants to basically take it up another notch and blame President Trump, blame J.D. Vance, blame the rhetoric of the Republicans. But yet you cannot find me one single quote from anybody on the Trump campaign that has ever suggested that somebody needs to be eliminated or suggest that there's a target on their head.
No.
Or I would like to see them killed, or, you know, we come out alive, such as Kamala Harris when she was being interviewed with Ellen DeGeneres. Although she wasn't running for president at that time, they make jokes out of things that are really actually morbid and disgusting. In politics, they want to say there's no room for political violence. My goodness, they are leading the pack on it.
Well, thank goodness President Trump is safe. And I mean, I know that you've spent some time with him, and he's a brave man. He keeps going despite the threats.
Oh, my goodness. You know, President Trump has been leading the way for this nation. And I think that everybody is fully aware now that he is actually going to change Washington, D.C. in a way that all of these Democrats can no longer profit off of the American taxpayer. That's exactly why they are trying to remove him from his ability to run. So they weaponized the Department of Justice. They tried to remove him off the ballot. They've been trying to bankrupt him. It is attack after attack after attack to finally now, while there's these Looney Tunes that are out there shooting, we don't know necessarily whether they're tied to anybody that's necessarily directing them to do this, but the vitriol that they have elevated this to, they have actually gotten it in some of these idiots' minds.
Right.
That he's a threat to the country. I'm sorry. If Americans don't wake up quickly, you're going to lose your republic. Right. You're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose your Supreme Court. And you know what? Cackling Kamala will be your raising your taxes left and right, and illegals will be living in your backyard.
Jesse Jane, we'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you very much.
In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be. And I've directed all state agencies to work expeditiously to be able to uncover the truth, in addition to holding this suspect accountable.
Yeah, something you're not going to get, for example, in the state of Pennsylvania. We're in Butler, Pennsylvania, where the first attempted murder happened of Donald Trump. I have to tell you, Scott, I know you weren't in here in the studio with us yesterday, but I have stopped referring to it as an assassination. I think people are too flippant with that word these days, so they don't really think what it means. And it's either an assassination or an attempted assassination. It's an attempted murder. It's an attempt to murder someone. Donald Trump has been attempted to be murdered twice now. Somebody's tried to kill him, and the mainstream media in this country has not, they've reported on it, but not with the kind of shock and awe they would have, I believe, had it been Kamala Harris or certainly Joe Biden. It's like, oh, well, let's move along. And I bring that up because, I mean, I know Ron DeSantis believes by running a parallel investigation, he can also do discovery and ask questions about what this guy knew and when did he know it. And the crime was committed in the state of Florida. So he certainly has the jurisdiction to do that. We're all asking questions about, well, it seems really coincidental that a guy who's a part-time carpenter who apparently has been in Ukraine, who lives in Hawaii, suddenly showed up in near Mar-a-Lago How did he get there? Who paid for it? He doesn't appear to have a job, but he had a $1,500 rifle with a scope, and he had ceramic anti-ballistic vest hanging on the fence, and he knew to be there 12 hours earlier when the president didn't even decide to golf until the night before. That just all seems too coincidental to me. But don't worry, so far we have no evidence that anybody else was involved. And I think a lot of people are asking those questions, and those are fair questions. Without being a conspiracy theorist, those are fair questions. The thing that angers me is to watch how many people on mainstream media, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN have handled this. And people like Chris Cuomo, who got fired from CNN, has been commenting on this. And I thought that he made a pretty obvious point here. Go to cut 7 for us, Carl.
That is what I see that really bothers me. And the reaction and the lack of reaction to the second attempt on Trump in the last couple of months. Oh, but the guy didn't even shoot. What if it was your father? Or what if it was Kamala Harris or President Biden? God forbid. You think that it would be almost a shoulder shrug and more of talk about the Secret Service and allocation of funds than just how crazy it is that this is what's happening in our country? That reaction of, well, come on, don't make too much of it. He had an AK-47 pointed at him. The reaction is unacceptable. And it's the second time media and political players have gotten away with playing down what should be a cause for panic.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
He makes a good point. They've kind of shrugged it off like, oh, well. I mean, this is historic. Yeah, there were two assassination attempted murders of Gerald Ford during my lifetime. I didn't even remember the second one. Chad Pergam reminded me the other day. Well, you know, this happened to Gerald Ford. There were two different attempts on his life. But everything's bigger than life these days, and the mainstream media is not taking it seriously. Cuomo went on to say he thought it was completely – the response from both Biden and Harris was completely underwhelming, that they put out a statement saying, you know, we don't tolerate violence in this country. She called him yesterday after, of course, Cuomo said that. I'm sure it wasn't related to that. But what took 3 days? Why did it take 3 days for them to call him? You've got to watch what's going on, or you just can't believe it sometimes, honestly. Coming up next hour, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole Murray. They could decide interest rates today.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be. And I've directed all state agencies to work expeditiously to be able to uncover the truth in addition to holding this suspect accountable.
Yeah, something you're not going to get, for example, in the state of Pennsylvania. We're in Butler, Pennsylvania, where the first attempted murder happened of Donald Trump. I have to tell you, Scott, I know you weren't in here in the studio with us yesterday, but I have stopped referring to it as an assassination. I think people are too flippant with that word these days, so they don't really think what it means. And it's either an assassination or an attempted assassination. It's an attempted murder. It's an attempt to murder someone. Donald Trump has been attempted to be murdered twice now. Somebody's tried to kill him, and the mainstream media in this country has not, they've reported on it, but not with the kind of shock and awe they would have, I believe, had it been Kamala Harris or certainly Joe Biden. It's like, oh, well, let's move along. And I bring that up because, I mean, I know Ron DeSantis believes by running a parallel investigation, he can also do discovery and ask questions about what this guy knew and when did he know it. And the crime was committed in the state of Florida. So he certainly has the jurisdiction to do that. We're all asking questions about, well, it seems really coincidental that a guy who's a part-time carpenter who apparently has been in Ukraine who lives in Hawaii suddenly showed up in near Mar-a-Lago. How did he get there? Who paid for it? He doesn't appear to have a job, but he had a $1,500 rifle with a scope, and he had ceramic anti-ballistic vest hanging on the fence, and he knew to be there 12 hours earlier when the president didn't even decide to golf until the night before. That just all seems too coincidental to me. But don't worry, so far we have no evidence that anybody else was involved. And I think a lot of people are asking those questions, and those are fair questions. Without being a conspiracy theorist, those are fair questions. The thing that angers me is to watch how many people on mainstream media, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN have handled this. And people like Chris Cuomo, who got fired from CNN, has been commenting on this. And I thought that he made a pretty obvious point here. Go to cut 7 for us, Carl.
That is what I see that really bothers me, and the reaction and the lack of reaction to the second attempt on Trump in the last couple of months. Oh, but the guy didn't even shoot. What if it was your father? Or what if it was Kamala Harris or President Biden? God forbid. You think that it would be almost a shoulder shrug and more of talk about the Secret Service and allocation of funds than just how crazy it is that this is what's happening in our country? That reaction of, well, come on, don't make too much of it. He had an AK-47 pointed at him. The reaction is unacceptable. And it's the second time media and political players have gotten away with playing down what should be a cause for panic.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
He makes a good point. They've kind of shrugged it off like, oh, well. I mean, this is historic. Yeah, there were two assassination attempted murders of Gerald Ford during my lifetime. I didn't even remember the second one. Chad Pergam reminded me the other day. Well, you know, this happened to Gerald Ford. There were two different attempts on his life. But everything's bigger than life these days, and the mainstream media is not taking it seriously. Cuomo went on to say he thought it was completely – the response from both Biden and Harris was completely underwhelming, that they put out a statement saying, you know, we don't tolerate violence in this country. She called him yesterday after, of course, Cuomo said that. I'm sure it wasn't related to that. But what took 3 days? Why did it take 3 days for them to call him? You've got to watch what's going on, or you just can't believe it sometimes, honestly. Coming up next hour, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole Murray. They could decide interest rates today.
Get more at 971talk.com.